Countdown to kickoff rolls along as the Jaguars host the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 11, a 1 o'clock kick time. Every week on this program, we visit with pride of the Jaguars running back, Fred Taylor. What's up, Fred?
JP, man, just happy to be a part of this thing again. Hopefully, we'll get a win in the process.
It will be a tough one today. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 9-0, undefeated, the only undefeated team in the NFL. Well, before we get into this matchup today, let's talk a little bit about your history against the Steelers. We touched on this in the postgame show last week a bit. You've had some big games against the Steelers in your past. Would you consider them the biggest rival for you, close to the Titans? Where do they sit in the rankings?
You know, again, as I mentioned, the Steelers just, they brought something out of you. You know, they always brought out of me the same level of competitive fire as the Titans did. Early in my career, we were in the same division, and I had two opportunities to face those guys. And I would always get myself fired and geared up, ready for those challenges. With the Titans, I'm still upset to this day. The closest opportunity I had to make it to the Super Bowl was taken away by the Titans. So for that reason, you know, I'm still pissed at the Titans to this day. But I guess to answer your question, JP, I put them on the same level, man. I have to put them on the same level. You know, you try to dissect who's the GOAT, Peyton or Tom Brady, you know, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. These guys in my head, in my brain, they fuel the same hatred, you know, for a team. Even just watching them, I get upset when our guys don't beat them to this day. So, but that's what being a fanatic is all about, right? So the Steelers are right there.
The correct answers, by the way, are Tom Brady and Michael Jordan.
Hey, dude, see, that's what I'm saying. So everybody has their opinion. The little guy on my left shoulder is saying, Fred, it's the Titans. The little guy on my right is saying, nah, man, it's the Steelers. So, I mean, you know, you weigh it how you weigh it. You deal with it.
Fred Taylor with us, pride of the Jaguars running back. Let's get to this game today and the Jaguars offensive matchup against the Steelers defense. It's Jake Luton's third career start. Brandon Linder is going to be back in the lineup. That's good news. It's a front seven that if they have a lead, especially if a couple scores, look out because they can get home on the quarterback, and this is a great challenge this week for this Jaguars offensive line.
Yeah, it's not enough to have to go against a J.J. Watt twice a year. Now you got to deal with his younger brother, T.J. Watt. By what I'm looking at here, he has 9 sacks in 9 games. So, I mean, a sack a game, he's a sack machine. And then they have to deal with Vince Williams, you know, on the other side, who has 3 sacks on the other side over there. So, I mean, the Steelers have always been known for their defense. That's why, for me, they were a team that, you know, I always wanted to get after. You know, I just admire playing those guys. But it's going to be a tough challenge. But looking at them, you know, I'm just looking at going back, looking at their schedule. If you take the Ravens out and then the Titans, those were their two closest games. And everybody else has been bad teams, you know. But some of those games have been close games against bad teams. So, I mean, they're beatable. But they are a team that if you let them get up on you, I mean, if you get down and they get up on you, it can be a long day for you.
You mentioned the 9 sacks for Watt. He also has 14 tackles for loss and 28 quarterback hits. That's a league high.
That's pressure.
It is pressure for sure. Oof. And a challenge this week for the Jaguars offensive line against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's continue our conversation about this game, Fred. On the other side here, Jaguars defense against Big Ben and all the weapons on that other side. Ben's been at this for a long time. You're not going to surprise Ben Roethlisberger, much like last week. Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to surprise him much either. So what's the approach with Big Ben? They have the running game to go with the passing game and everything combined on offense.
I mean, that Big Ben, he's been a staple in Pittsburgh for years. Goes back to my playing days. You know, I don't know how Jaguar Nation feels about, you know, we had the opportunity to draft the big fella, but he's been what he's been. He's still tough. He's still out there grinding along, and he's getting it done. You know, in years past, you would see a Ben Roethlisberger who would have a gang of interceptions right about now. You know, but Ben, 22 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. He's been sacked 10 times, so and he has QB rating of 103. Late in his career, that's what you would consider having a great season. You know, that's pretty much where Aaron Rodgers was close to just a week ago before we faced the Chargers. And then you have James Conner, you know, a guy who's a great running back. He actually pushed another great running back out of town. And let's not forget about Juju Smith. You know, he's a guy who's hard to guard out there. But their receiving core with Claypool, Deontay Johnson, they brought in Eric Ebron. So, I mean, they have a lot more weapons around Big Ben than they've had in the past. So, it's a hell of a challenge for the defense, to say the least. This is probably as good of an offense that they, from a position standpoint, that they faced all year. But the good thing for me, JP, the way they played Green Bay a week ago, they were up for the task. And I hope they're not deflated today when they face the Steelers. And if they can get out there and just show that same effort as they did a week ago, I think they'll be okay. Just be in the fight. That's all I'm asking them. Be in the fight. And if we get lucky enough to pull it out and walk away with a victory, then that's just icing on the cake.
Fred Taylor, pride of the Jaguars, running back with us every week on Countdown to Kickoff. We'll catch you in the postgame, Fred.
Can I say what a victory?
You can. I think you just did.
Well, they fought last week, JP, man. I'm going to give them an opportunity. The Steelers have played a lot of close ones, and I know they can be beatable at times. So let's go with a dub. I'll see you then.
When we return, the final word before kickoff with head coach Doug Marrone, the Jaguars and the Steelers at 1 o'clock. This is Countdown to Kickoff on Jaguars Radio.